Around 500 people will come together at the Little America Hotel in Cheyenne November 10th and 11th for the 2016 Governor's Business Forum. The theme this year is Innovation and Resilience for the Future. Wyoming Business Alliance President Bill Schilling joined me for a preview of the event.
Well, first of all, the Governor's Business Forum now will be an annual event. This year, the sub-theme really is Innovation and Resilience. And to tee that up, we have some speakers from the national scene and then local as well. So it should be a very productive session that's informative for those who attend. And by those who attend, it's not just business people, but it is nonprofit individuals, education, government, and general citizens as well.
And who are some of those special guests that you mentioned?
So the special guest, the keynoter is Jack Aldrich, who is a global futurist and author. He's written about 10 books, and he's very current on current trends and then peering into the future. And so the reason why I wanted to have him come for us here in Wyoming is that obviously we are in the gap right now. We are facing some challenges. And so the question is, do you just sort of complain about it and stick your head in the, you know, in the sand and wallow in the mud, or do you try to just move forward? And so the reason why we have Jack coming to talk is to say, get at it. And those who survive and make do and think about moving ahead, they're the ones who succeed, quite frankly. The next sort of speaker is Ian McGregor, and his company is building an $8.5 billion refinery up in the province of Alberta, north of Calgary, that takes that really heavy, not very environmentally clean oil in the tar sands and converts it to extremely clean, state-of-the-art diesel fuel, and also with zero CO2 emissions. So this is a major sort of breakthrough. And why I have him is that we've had discussions in Wyoming by way of the legislature and the governor about, well, we have these natural resources here in Wyoming as well. Could we maybe evolve toward a couple of mini, shall we say, industrial heartland type complexes? So we have him to tee that up, and then we'll have a panel that immediately follows that. So that'll be a really good one. There are some other speakers that sort of round out the plate, shall we say. Our Congressman Cynthia Lummis will be speaking at lunch that day, and then late afternoon on Thursday the 10th, we have Jim and Deb Fallows, and they are very well known nationally for their writings and their insights. And then the last major speaker would be on Friday morning to conclude the forum, and that's Mike Allen. Mike is one of the founders of Politico. So Mike is an insider from the outsider in Washington, D.C., and of course he's speaking to us here in Wyoming just a few days after the presidential election, giving his take. So it doesn't get any better than that. Puts Wyoming sort of right in the spot in terms of discussions by a great individual person. So those are the national kind of speakers that will be coming to this year's forum.
This is a tough time in Wyoming's economy, especially for coal and the oil and gas industries, but it does have ripple effects on other businesses when people begin to leave the state, government funding getting cut, and people having less money to spend. How will the forum address some of the concerns I'm sure Wyoming businesses and business owners have right now?
We have three panels addressing that directly. One is called the sort of the value-added opportunities. Another is called the ABCs of Wyoming's economy. That's being led by President Emeritus Dick McGinnity of the University of Wyoming. And then the last one is a panel called Recalibrate, Focus, and Move On. In addition to that, Caroline, we have first thing Friday morning, six of these concurrent sessions. So one's on broadband, for example, one's on community sustainability, another's on an education initiative that our group is about to launch. So those will be also opportunities for people who come to the forum to sort of roll up their shirt sleeves and talk about some of these issues.
And will diversification factor into those conversations at all?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In all three panels plus the concurrent sessions. It gets back to what I talked about earlier and what Jack Aldrich said, you know, quit wallowing in the mud and just get up making things to happen. I mean, that's kind of the way it works. And there are great opportunities and there's great pride in the state and we have a good workforce and you just have to forge ahead. Let's just put it that way.
I've been speaking with Bill Schilling of the Wyoming Business Alliance. The Governor's Business Forum is coming up November 10th and 11th at the Little America Hotel in Cheyenne. Bill, thanks so much for your time today.
Great. Thank you.